All right. Mr. Benson, thank you for joining me. Quite the day yesterday.
Definitely was.
I saw the clip and I was pretty shocked. And for starters, what I and what a lot of people want to know is what exactly happened in detail.
So I got to class around 10:59. Class starts at 11, maybe 10:58 to be honest with you. 10:58, 10:59. Anyway, I was there before class starts. Now, we have assigned seats in the classroom. I usually sit in the second row, corner desk, but classroom had a different layout. Somebody was in my seat, to say the least. So there was no seats available, so I decided to sit in the back. Borna had actually asked me to, so I was fine with that. Sat in the back, pulled my laptop out, got it on a charger, was charging it fine. About halfway through the lesson, a young lady had to leave. I'm not sure for what reason. Everybody keep asking me, why did she leave? I don't know why she left. She just had to leave. And he stopped teaching then. Went back to teaching for about 5 minutes, and then he asked me to move my seat. Mind you, I'm not the only one in the back. I'm sitting directly next to somebody. And it's a girl behind me, and it's a dude behind him. So it's two other people in the back as well. He asked me to move my chair. So he asked me to move my seat. I asked him, why am I moving my seat? I'd rather stay back here. My laptop is plugged up, it's charging. The only other outlet that's available is directly in front of you. You keep walking back and forth. I don't want anything to happen. I'd rather just stay back here. Well, you can move your seat or I can call the police. You gonna call the police? You can move your seat, I'm gonna call the police. The entire class. You really gonna call the police? He stepped outside the classroom and needed help to call the police. All right. About two, three minutes later, I started up my Instagram because I didn't know what the situation was going to lead to be honest. I was scared for my life almost. I didn't know how these police were going to come in. I don't know what this man told him on the phone. Started up my Instagram. The police came in. The first question was, are you a student in this class? Of course I'm a student in this class. Where else would I be in this classroom? I'm not coming here just to get some extra attention. I don't want to just sit in somebody else's classroom. I'm trying to learn. I'm doing what every other student in here is doing. After that, the professor and the police were talking for a minute, and the police actually gave me the same option as the professor. You can move up there or you can leave. So I asked him, why am I being moved? Like, I legit wasn't doing anything. I'm not being a disruption. I'm following along the PowerPoint. So that's when the other gentleman police officer asked the classroom, like, has he been being disruptive? That's when you hear the entire class, no, he hasn't done anything. He's been back here following a PowerPoint. And shout out to that Marketing 310 class for having my back, for real, because y'all know, and just like I know, I didn't do nothing wrong. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was following the lesson, trying to follow the lesson, just like everyone else was, to add in. And I don't know. I was targeted, bro. I hate to say that. I was targeted, bro. I ain't said that all day, but coming to realizing that this is my second, third interview, bro, I was targeted, bro. There was other people back there. He could have moved.
And the professor's name was Shaheen Borna. Yeah. Have you had him before?
No, this is my first time having him.
Okay.
I wish I would have looked up his reviews and seen that he had terrible reviews then. I wouldn't have got him.
Now, what happened afterwards? Because in the video that everyone has seen, I actually didn't even know it was you, but I did see you handing someone a charger, and then it stops there. So what happened after that?
His name was Josh. I handed Josh's charger back. Stepped outside in the hallway with the police, where they asked me for my ID number. I guess just to run it through their system to make sure I didn't have, I don't know, whatever going on. So they ran it through the system. They said I was fine. They kind of asked me what was going on, and I told them, like, I really don't know why he tried to move me, and they just told me to go file a complaint. So I went and filed the complaint, and that's really about the end of it. Till I met with Dr. Waller today. Well, I don't want to put his name in there, but till I met with the dean today.
So what's going through your mind right now?
I honestly, I'm still hurt. I'm hurt that it even came to that, bro, to say the least. I'm disappointed in the professor. I'm disappointed in the school, the way they're handling it. Like, nobody seems to think that this is a huge problem or that this was. No, you know what? I take that back. They realize it's a huge problem, but Ball State is pulling what I feel like is a typical Ball State move, and they're trying to cover themselves up and throw it under the rug. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because if they were in that predicament or if they were in that situation and they were sitting in my skin, in my size, in that classroom when those police officers was in there, when they walked in, you don't know what they thinking. I don't know what this man had told them on the phone. They would get it. They weren't put in that predicament. I was. They weren't scared for their life. I was. I pay my tuition just like everybody else does. You feel me? I take out loans to go to Ball State. Loans ain't taking me out to go to Ball State. I it was unnecessary. Like I said, I'm in disbelief. I'm ashamed.
So how do you plan on to respond to it now? Are you still in the class? Have you dropped it?
Yeah, I dropped it. I just didn't feel comfortable in that class no more. I would rather not even take the risk of having to deal with something again, or this being brought to the light so much and the issue becoming so large that now he has a vengeance out for me. And I would hate to think that anybody in that building would have to have a vengeance out for me, because, like I said, I wasn't in the wrong. I did nothing wrong. But when you have experience with professors like these, and when it puts the mass on alert of a situation as such, it never know where it's going to go.
What was your, if you want to call it this, what was your relationship with the professor beforehand? Was there anything?
No, I participated in class.
So it was basically neutral, you would say?
It was a neutral, I would say. But the thing about this professor is he's been here since 1983. Since 1983, he made that effect to us. Like, we know that. And he kept telling us how much power he has, how many different committees he's on, how much stuff he's in charge in, how he's almost untouchable, because he legit told us, was that the first or the second day? Either the first or the second time in that class, he told us if we decided to take him to the dean for anything, that the dean would side with him and that it would just go away. Why are you telling a classroom full of students this? Besides trying to scare us or show that you have a Napoleon complex, you got your power, so now you're going to abuse it?
So what steps would you want to see from Ball State from here on, now that the situation is starting to arise and it's reached national news?
I would like to hear from Ball State. I haven't heard anything. No one's contacted me besides the tweet that they're looking into it and investigating it. I got an apology from Borna that wasn't even an apology.
I was about to ask if you actually received anything from him.
And I'm going to show you guys, just like I showed everybody else, I have the apology, and you didn't care about that apology. You didn't care. That wasn't you. They don't know what it's like to be 6'1", 270, and dark skin, walking around every day. You feel me? People are getting killed by the police every day. Every day. If not beaten, you feel me? Like, that's just, I don't know. They need to do something. They need to do something. This can't go to rest. I'm sorry.
So, with that in mind, if you had anything to say to the professor, what would it be?
It's time to retire, boss. Thank you for your services. It's time to retire. His teaching style was outdated anyway. Like, how do you care more about technology not being used than you care about teaching a lesson? Move around. We in the 21st century. Grow up. Like, get with the age. Adapt.
Mm-hmm. Now, there were some people who were online who were saying that there are certain things with abiding by a professor's rules. So some people were saying that, you know, seating chart or not, if there is a seating chart, you should follow said seating chart.
My seating chart, I'm in the front. I sit in the front. Mm-hmm. I sit in the front on the seating chart. Someone was in my seat. So the professor, instead of us having to move everyone around, decided to just sit me in the back. I have no problem with that. I'll sit in the back. I don't care. But now that I'm sitting in the back, and now that, I don't know, somebody has left and I'm the black guy in the back, you want to move me to the front? I'm cool, boss. I'm paying attention just like everybody else is. Move somebody else. Why are you moving me?
And some people are also saying that, you know, the idea of kind of disobeying the rule. Like, is it on his syllabus that he would call the authorities? Some people were saying that if you were to take a look at his syllabus, it states that, you know, authorities will get involved if a student does not abide by the rules. Do you think that's too intense?
Very intense, especially because, and I have it, you guys can quote me on this, but give me one second.
Sure.
In the Ball State handbook, give me one second. I want to make sure I quote this right. Okay. If everybody is to check Appendix Q, that's where it says professors reserve the right to remove students that are met to the description of disruptive, and you can be, you know, removed. That's like with university guidelines. I wasn't being disruptive. I wasn't causing a scene. I wasn't making a ruckus. I was back there studying, trying to learn, trying to understand what he was saying, just like everybody else was, trying to comprehend what was going on. Like, how was my looking at a PowerPoint doing wrong? I'm learning.
So then, if I may, the statement that was released that says, at Ball State, we are committed to a successful student experience. Anytime a student does not have an excellent student experience, we care deeply and review the matter thoroughly, as we are doing at this time. This includes talking with those who were involved and putting into place those measures that will prevent future situations. In this particular situation, in addition to talking with those involved and putting educational and preventive measures in place, the faculty member also sent his own apologies to the students in class. Do you feel like that has helped in any way? Do you feel like that's...
No. They're trying to sweep this under the rug. I'm going to show you the apology, and you tell me if you would have accepted this apology, Joel. I'm going to show you. This is the... Or can I read it? You guys want me to read it?
Sure, you can read it.
All right, I'll read it. He sent this correct this last night to the students. Dear Stemdits. It's spelled like that. Dear Stemdits. Today during our Marketing 310 class, a situation arose that I mishandled. I sincerely apologize for this. As a professor at Ball State University, it is my responsibility to ensure that you all of my students receive an excellent educational experience. I am sorry that my actions today did not contribute to that. I am committed to upholding our values of beneficence that are so deeply embedded in our institution. That includes treating all people, especially you as my students, with respect. I hope you accept my sincere apology. He also sent the correction one. To all Marketing 310 students, last night I sent a letter of apology to all students. The letter had a typo error, which I noticed this morning. The phrase, Dear Stemdents, should read, Dear Students, sorry for the typo. Okay. He sent me my own apology letter. Dear Mr. Benson, today during our Marketing 310 class, a situation arose that I mishandled. I sincerely apologize for this. As a professor at Ball State University, it is my responsibility to ensure that you all and all of my students receive an excellent educational experience. I am sorry that my actions today did not contribute to that. I hope you accept my sincere apology. No period, nothing. You don't care. You don't care. My mom always told me, even since I was young, when you send out a professional email, you double check it and you make sure it's correct. The one thing that I see he did was copy and paste and forget a period.
So with that in mind, a lot of people believe that this, there are some people who are divided on this. Some people think it is, and some people think it isn't a racial issue. Some people were saying, I think I saw a comment on Instagram where someone said, it wouldn't have mattered what the person's race or height or whatever it might have been. If someone isn't following my rules, I would have kicked them out as well. So what are your thoughts?
I got two options, move my seat or get the police called on me. What is this, the civil rights? Am I still supposed to always do what somebody else says? No, I pay tuition. I pay over $40,000 a year to come to this institution. If I want to sit in the back and not move my chair, because, mind you, you set me back here because somebody else was in my seat already. That's insane. And for you to feel the need to call the police, that's unnecessary. You put my life at risk. You put those other kids' life at risk. And you don't care. You don't care because they don't get it. They're not in my skin. They didn't see what I was seeing. They weren't feeling what I was feeling. I was scared. I called my mom in tears after that. Like, are you serious? You gonna call the police on me to remove me from class? A class that I'm paying for, mind you, that I'm taking out a loan for? No, you don't get away with that.
So then, for you, Mr. Benson, what's next after this?
I don't know. We still don't know if we're going to take legal action or what, but this won't go unnoticed. I'll let you know that.
And I think you mentioned this has already reached like Fox and CBS. Fox,
CBS, I think Wish TV, Star Press, News Daily. You know what? Yes, to Ball State, because I heard that you were asking. No, I am not shopping this around. People are hitting me up because of your faculty member. I am not sending this out. People are contacting me.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to add before we end?
I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Benson. We really appreciate the time. Thank you.